This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
Ground control to Major Tim. UK astronaut Tim Peake is ready to make his landmark flight to the International Space Station. In pretty much 1 hour from now, the ex-helicopter pilot will become the first official UK astronaut when he launches on a Russian Soyuz rocket from Kazakhstan. And once on the ISS, he will conduct experiments, carry out educational activities designed to get young people interested in science, and do 2 hours of exercise a day to inspire kids to keep fit. 2 hours of exercise a day? Chance would be a fine thing. Some of us got to work, mate. I mean, not me, obviously, all my two co-presenters, but anyway. He says he's most looking forward to the amazing view of Earth. But surely once you've seen it once, it'll get pretty boring, right? And being away for 6 months, Tim will miss spending Christmas with his family. Plus the final of Strictly Come Dancing. And yet another repeat of Mrs. Brown's Boys on BBC One. How are you going to cope, Tim? He will also, believe it or not be able to pick up FUBAR Radio. So thank God you're not with him. And sit tight while we blast off with this, our last show before Christmas, with my co-hosts for the day, comedians Leo Kurse and Tony Marese, neither of whom are in particularly good shape. Good enough shape, certainly, to be going on a space exploration mission. How are you, gents?
I'm in much better shape than you. Much better shape than you. I'd probably be lighter to take into orbit as well.
Well, you know what they say, don't you? People fat like me, fat people like me, can only lose weight in space.
So maybe Tony, you and I, really, they're sending the wrong person into space, Tony. They should be sending, like, you and I. In fact, maybe this is the way of tackling the obesity problem.
Put them into orbit.
Just send all the fatties in a rocket. I don't know if it'd take off. That's the problem. I
mean,
then rockets are strong, but I don't know how strong, Tony. How are you anyway, boys?
Good, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, thanks.
Yeah. For some reason, Leo's mic isn't working. I don't know if that's probably a good thing or not, but we'll see. Maybe he's just not talking into it properly. Anyway, what I want to know is, from you guys, with Tim Peake heading into space today, if you could take one thing to space, what would it be? Tom at FUBARradio.com, tweet us at FUBARradio, or call us on 0330-223-0200. That number again, 0330-223-0200. We worked out why Leo couldn't speak, and it was because I hadn't put his mic on. So,
deliberate.
Thank God we're not on the ISS. That's all I'll say. If I can't manage to have to put a microphone on, then I suspect that ISS would be crashing, careering down to Earth.
If anybody's listening from central London, then Houston, we had a problem.
Very good, Leo. Leo, of course, the pun king.
Yeah.
Still?
I'm a pumpkin, I am a butternut squash, I am any sort of leguminous vegetable.
Pun king! Are you the reigning pun? Are you still the reigning pun champion?
My mate said he's going to sit in my pumpkin, eat butternut squash it.
That's how you elbow material when I'm doing it. Every time you do that, I'm going to say that.
Sorry for having material, Tony. I don't just waffle.
We should probably try and find some sort of sound effect, on the internet that we could do whenever Leo does one of his really shit puns. There you go, Leo's doing his own sound effects.
What about the sound of bones being crushed?
I don't think that would be a sound effect if he carries on doing too many of those dreadful puns.
That takes us on to our story about the man who wants to live as a 6-year-old.
Look, we'll be talking about that later. There's a fully fledged old man who wants to live as a 6-year-old.
Yeah, definitely a grown man.
He's a grown man. Anyway, right, coming up on the show later on as well, obviously we're going over the papers, as we've been saying, all through the big stories that have been making the papers today and will probably be tomorrow's fish and chip paper. We'll be talking to Russ Kane, who's a former colleague of Neil Fox, who was yesterday cleared of sexually assaulting women and girls as young as 14. We'll be chatting to a friend of the show, Gemma Oten, who is the face of a new Tinder scheme to help donate organs, because no organs have ever been donated via Tinder before. Where's that? Where's the noise? Where's the sound effect? Thank you. Not just Leo that can come up with shit gags. Hey, we can all do that, Tony.
Apparently they've got Tinder for organs now. You can like search for a heart, a liver, kidney.
Yeah, and Gemma Oten, who's a friend of the show, she's the face of that, so we'll be talking to her later. Cool. And a look back at a rather pitiful X Factor final, both in terms of production and ratings, with my former co-host Selena Watts from the Daily Mirror. We also review the weekend's big night of boxing with our resident pundit Steve Lillis, plus plenty more from myself, Leo and Tony Marazzi, who it's Tony's debut, so... Do you think he's going to... What do you reckon, Leo? You recommended him. Do you think he's going to live up to
your high exact together. Design?
Did you?
Yeah.
Then Leo just didn't want to do it anymore.
I still want to do it, Tony.
I mean, you can talk about this later, guys. I mean, you know, they don't need to know your internals.
I don't like you.
That's the problem. What was the podcast?
It was called The Mothership. Tony chose that name. I wasn't keen. But it's good. We just talked about anything, like the state of the UK comedy industry, conspiracy theories, sometimes both of them overlapping.
Yeah, good fun.
Yeah,
people liked it. That's why we gave it up. Why give people what they want when you can give them nothing at all?
It's true. Or Mrs. Brown's boys. So conspiracy theories. Did you do the moon landing, seeing as we're on a sort of astronomical theme?
It's not going to be a mainstream stuff, but it's all over the internet about Stanley Kubrick. There's supposed to be this interview with Stanley Kubrick confessing that he filmed the moon landings, but it's fake. It's a load of nonsense.
What, Stanley Kubrick didn't film the moon landings?
No, that interview is fake. That interview is being kind of poo-pooed. It's not Stanley Kubrick. It's all really bad lighting and like bad angles, and it's just nonsense. Yeah. But
do you think people have landed on the moon?
Yeah. I think
that's
have.
That then.
I mean, probably not, to be honest.
There's stuff up there that you can see from Earth that we left there. Like, we've got a laser reflector.
We're always littering, aren't we?
Bones. Is it called Ford Cortina up there? That's when the first geezer from Hackney got.
Imagine I want it back.
Do you know what I'm saying? Better that we don't go anywhere else, to be honest. Let's face it, we ruin everything.
Yes.
Just stay here, ruin it here, let the moon be.
Well, there was a guy, so this morning on another radio station, they were doing a phone-in about this space landing, and they were all being, you know, chattering excitedly. They had David Willetts, the former science minister there over in Kazakhstan, talking to him, all, you know, the former head of the astronautical whatever society, you know, all going, this is fantastic, fantastic. Old Dave from I don't know, Redbridge or something, to ring in, you go, you can't breathe. I think there's no point. There's no point. I don't know why you're going. There's kids starving in Africa. There's no point in going up there. So I'm not saying it's a waste of money and time, but I mean, I kind of am saying it's a waste of time and money when there's kids starving in Africa.
You still have got to get on there. The thing is, though, if they had got to the moon, I'm not being funny, it's been quite a few years, isn't it? We would already have had a Costa up there. It would have been a Starbucks. It would have been a Mackie D's. It would have been high streets. There would have been, you know, people selling stuff. Yeah. State agents, this piece of rock here. Amazing. You can
charming piece of rock.
It's got a great view.
It's very true. Right, let's play a song and then we'll come back and we'll do the front pages. How does that sound? And by the way, I do apologise. This is producer Will's suggestion, but they're largely Christmas songs all day today, because it is our last... We all like Christmas songs. Who doesn't like Christmas songs, right?
I like Christmas songs.
There you go. Are you going to... No? Well, they're going to crowbar in some of your
jokes.
Dreadful materials there. Well, sorry, I was waiting for you. Like, it's the one time I've actually waited for you and you haven't crowbarred in yet.
Funnily enough, I was walking past the Christmas tree this morning and I looked up and the little figurine lifted up her skirt and I was like, fairy muff.
Boom. And that's Christmas. So, yeah, this is Tom Latch.
That's that done.
I'm Dr. Fox. It's Magic FM, and I'm back. No, I'm not really. I'm not really Dr. Fox, but he will be back maybe soon. You know, who knows? Yeah. It's 10:15. It's Fubar Radio. I'm here with Tony Morese and Leo Kurz, my co-presenters for the day. Both comedians, they say.
Of sorts.
They both stand in front of audiences with microphones. I think that's...
Hopefully there's an audience.
Sometimes. To listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows, go to fubarradio.com.